This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 1st of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing mild temperatures, providing a pleasant atmosphere for evening outings. Meanwhile, in Haifa, clear skies are expected to continue throughout the night. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran races to recover missiles and munitions as Trump considers re-engagement in conflict. This report comes from Ynet. 2 hours ago, also, Israel transferred its laser interception system to the UAE. The IDF has struck targets in Lebanon following Hezbollah's actions. This is reported by Israel Hayom earlier today. Also this hour, a peace summit in Tel Aviv gathered thousands aiming for progress amid the ongoing conflict. This was covered by Forward 4 hours ago. Separately, Israel provided laser and defense systems to the UAE during the recent war with Iran. This is according to a report from Walla 43 minutes ago. And finally, Israel and the UAE have strengthened defense cooperation, marking a significant test of the Abraham Accords. This update is from I-24 News, just 17 minutes ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Matt Terrell, former chief of staff for Marco Rubio's 2016 campaign, speculated on potential elements of Iran's revised peace proposal. He posted 31 minutes ago. From Middle East underscore 24, the UAE has issued a travel advisory for Iran, Lebanon and Iraq amid recent regional tensions. This was posted 48 minutes ago. In a post from earlier, a user questioned the global benefits of the US-Israeli actions against Iran, noting economic and geopolitical instability. This was retweeted by Ababud 57 minutes ago. Let's go deeper. Starting with Iran's missile recovery efforts, Ynet reports that the Iranian regime is using the current ceasefire to unearth missiles and munitions buried by the US and Israeli forces. This development could potentially escalate tensions if the ceasefire ends. Turning to Israel's defense strategy, Israel Hayom notes that the IDF's recent strikes in Lebanon are a response to Hezbollah's continued violations. This action underscores the ongoing volatility in the region and the challenges in maintaining peace. Meanwhile, the peace summit in Tel Aviv highlighted the desire for progress amid conflict. Forward describes the event as a rare gathering aimed at fostering dialogue and understanding. This summit offers a glimmer of hope for diplomatic advancements despite the ongoing tensions. In a related development, Walla reports on Israel's strategic support to the UAE. The transfer of defense systems signifies a growing alliance amid shared concerns over regional threats. This cooperation reflects the evolving dynamics of Middle Eastern geopolitics. Finally, I-24 News highlights the strengthening defense ties between Israel and the UAE. This marks a significant step in the Abraham Accords, demonstrating practical cooperation and mutual security interests. This partnership could reshape alliances and influence future peace efforts in the region. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports on Pakistan's need for a US-Iran deal, citing energy dependence and economic pressures. This highlights the broader implications of Middle Eastern stability for global markets. Separately, Ynet Business reveals a classified AI deal between Google and the Pentagon. The agreement emphasizes the growing role of technology in national security and its potential impact on global tech markets. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the impact of the Harry's Roar War on unemployment, noting a significant rise among women. This data reflects the war's socioeconomic effects and the challenges in post-conflict recovery. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.